Okay, all right. So prior to becoming an attorney at law, I was a professor of English and humanities, although my PhD was really in philosophy. But in terms of what's directly relevant to what interests you, I'm principally a film and media scholar with a critical studies bent. So, although the work that you seem to have focused on is in the area of horror films in specific, I really have written on a wide variety of film genres, ranging from the documentary to science fiction fantasy to hybrid genres. So that's in terms of what's directly relevant to what you're interested in, which, as I understand it, are the intersections between horror in real life, REAL life, and real. Teratologies are really the studies of monsters of different sorts. As you know, there are different types of monsters that populate different cultural imaginations, from Frankenstein and creature to vampires to werewolves and so on and so forth. So, in brief, that's what teratologies are. But I want to focus on the word monster very briefly, if I may simplify a lot of things and talk too much like a scholar. In terms of etymology or the origin of the word, it appears to be from two Latin words, monstrare, meaning to point to, right? And monere, meaning to warn against. So that's really what the central idea of a monster is, that is something that lies outside, if you wish, of the city gates, or the gates of the city-state, using ancient Greek culture as an analogy. Because that which lives beyond the city-state is either a god or a beast, because it does not require civilization. So I'm paraphrasing Nietzsche. There's a reverberation going on at my end, which explains why I'm hesitating. Prior to answering your question more directly, because I believe you're quoting or paraphrasing Grixie, right? He talks about monsters as, again, in my own words, as anxiety avatars, if you wish, right? I have to also point out Geoffrey Jerome Cohen's work, a seminal work in terms of monster theory, that fear of the monster is really also a fascination with the creature. So we can explore that further down the line. But more directly, what are our most contemporary monsters, if you wish? There are two that I would cite mainly because I've worked on them, but this doesn't mean that this exhausts the list of contemporary monsters, if you wish. Terrorists, of course, and serial killers, though those seem to have been eclipsed by terrorists of late. And of course, in terms of popular media, one can always point out, if you wish, monstrous women like mothers who kill their own children, right? So the rogue cops, I mean, there are all sorts of examples that you can find. Okay, I didn't get everything you said, but you were talking about monsters as a way of working through our own mortality. Is that correct? Okay, and I'm taking working through from Dominic Lacapra's appropriation of it in terms of how he deals with the trauma of the Holocaust. That is, working through is a way of coming to terms with whatever wound, if you wish, or trauma we have encountered as a culture, as opposed to acting out, which means repetitively, compulsively reenacting, if you wish, that trauma, right? So how do monsters perhaps help us work through our own mortality? That's an interesting question, because as Geoffrey Jerome Cohen pointed out, a monster always escapes, so it's always immortal, right? And it ruptures, it questions the boundaries of culture itself. But alongside that anxiety, as I mentioned, is also a certain fascination, a certain desire, precisely because the monster polices, if you wish, the gates of what is possible, right? So it's precisely through our reimagination of the monstrous that we're able to perhaps glimpse what could be, what might be, that we're able to experiment with conditions that are not in force in contemporary culture, but could perhaps be explored, and yet be policed at the same time, so it does not rupture too much into the real. And mortality is certainly one of those perpetual anxieties, and insofar as the monster is immortal and will always escape in some form or other, we overcome our own mortality as well, if you wish. Does that answer the question?